This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
This is where we cover all the trending stories. We put 2 minutes on the clock, and then Hannah either tells me keep it moving, or she says tell me more, and I'm just going to read off headlines. You tell me which ones you need details on. But starting the day, a year off with some positivity, officers buy warm clothes for a freezing homeless man.
Oh, let's hear it.
He was busted shoplifting at like a Target store, and he was trying to get like warm weather protection gear. He was like stealing it. And so they took him to a hospital for treatment for an infected hand, tried to get him like into safety. Oh, and then they went and bought a bunch of warm weather clothes for him to take with him and keep.
Oh.
Went the extra mile.
Very sweet.
This is for probably AB, if you want to hear it. A TV that travels with you around your house.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. I need this.
Yeah, you should have put that on your Christmas list.
Yeah.
But she said keep it moving, guys. That's all I heard.
No.
So, yeah, there's a new TV that will literally travel around with you. It runs on battery up to 10 hours. And if you like want to run errands, but you just need to be connected to the TV and you hate that you can't see it, it'll follow you along with you.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's pretty horrible.
Yeah.
Like, I
would
cannot,
love that.
I would love it. I would never see anyone again. Like, I can't. Nobody get me that.
Best TV comedies of 2025 are ranked.
Keep moving.
Okay, the most anticipated movies of 2026.
Okay, we'll take that one.
All right, so big movies are coming out. It's like the 2026 is like the year of the movies. Let's start with The Devil Wears Prada 2, May 1st.
Ooh.
People are freaking out. I'll do a couple that Kevin is excited about. Mandalorian and
Grogu.
Grogu's, I get it right. And Masters of the Universe, which is the He-Man story. Kevin loves it.
I love it.
I will say this, Jared Leto is in that one, so it's supposed to be like
He's Skeletor, isn't he?
Yeah. Toy Story 5 coming out June 19th.
I'm so excited for that.
Live action Moana coming out July 10th. New Spider-Man coming out. The new Social Network coming out.
Oh my god.
What about the new Hunger Games?
New Hunger Games is coming out.
Yep.
He's really cute.
Meet the Parents 4 is coming out.
Whoa, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, with Ariana Grande.
Yeah, she is in it.
Really?
It's called Focker in Law.
Yeah.
I can say that on the radio, I think. And then the new Jumanji coming out and a new Avengers Doomsday, which trailer already came out by the end of the year. It is going to be an epic year of movies.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Let's lie to some people. Here on the Brett Mega Show, we got to take 2 weeks off to spend some time with our friends and family. And literally just take a mental break and had so much fun. So to catch up with things that we're like catching up with each other. Like we haven't been able to like, we're not as connected as we normally are, which is so weird because we walk into a studio and we hang out with our friends every single day. And it's like weird not to hear about Kevin or Hannah's and AB's stories in their lives. And so we're all like, don't know much about what we've been doing the last 2 weeks. So we're going to tell little clips of our life. Two of them will be truthful, one of them will be a lie, and we're going to try to guess what actually happened to us during the holidays, during this two-week time where we got off. Like, Hannah, give us three stories here.
All right, three things that may or may not have happened to me over break. The first one being that I went to buy a new car. The second one being that I offended someone at Julian's family's Christmas party.
Sorry, regarding you offended someone where?
At Julian's Christmas party.
Okay.
And the third story being that I missed my alarm on Christmas morning and ended up sleeping.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay, which we think is the lie? Hannah, or AB, Kevin, and myself would work together on this.
You know, as much as I want to say it's a lie, I think it's true that she went to try to find and buy a new car. She must have scratched the other
one. She's obsessed with this. It's her dream car. It's her Wrangler. But she's had nothing but issues with it. That's a solid point.
I think the car one has to be a lie because we would have been sent a picture. Like, that's like a big enough thing that Hannah would have told us immediately.
and I just don't imagine.
I think the we all agree the fending thing
the
is probably
one,
true.
Totally
true. We know that Hannah somehow offended somebody. Probably inadvertently, because that's Hannah. She's a sweetheart, but we think that's true. So it's, did Hannah miss her alarm, or did she go and buy a new car? Despite buying a new car, how many months ago did you get a Wrangler?
May. So, I don't know, 6 months?
Yeah, 6 months ago. All right, AB, what do you think is your final answer?
Final answer is the car is fake. A lie.
You know, I think you convinced me, AB. I'm going to go with that, too, because it makes sense. There would have been a picture.
See, Hannah never can sleep. She always wakes up. I would be surprised.
That's true,
right. Yeah.
I'm going to go sleep is the lie.
Brett clearly knows me best. Yes! That was a lie. I could never sleep in on Christmas. I was
you got a new car?
I went to buy a new car, but I didn't end up buying a new car. I still have my Wrangler. I didn't end up buying
Why did you want a new car? This is your dream car.
It is my dream car, but for some reason, I don't feel connected to it like I did my other car.
Oh, no.
I went to the dealer.
I thought there was, it's like the Instagram model. He looks good, but it's just no, there's nothing there.
I went to the dealer and was looking at all these other cars, and I'm like, you know what? I don't want to have to get in the mumbo jumbo again of financing stuff. So I guess I'll just stick it out with the Wrangler.
All right, Kevin.
Okay.
Give us three things that might have happened to you. Two of them be truthful and one of them be a lie.
All right. While playing blackjack at the casino, I actually won close to $200.
Wow.
What? Hannah's like, where was my invite?
Yeah. I know.
I did not watch any countdown shows or even make it to midnight on New Year's Eve.
Ooh. Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. That was true.
These are crazy.
And
these are
crazy.
I didn't make it to midnight. That is crazy.
That's wild.
What a wild thing.
And though my dog Lily ate an entire candy bar at Christmas, I didn't even call or take her to the vet.
Okay, Lily eating the candy bar, I think is truthful. Lily's crazy. So I think it's between...
What was the first one?
Playing blackjack.
While playing blackjack at the casino, I actually won close to $200.
I think that's a lie.
I think
There's no way he lost. Oh, you think he lost?
I think he played, but he lost money.
I think Sarah would never let this man gamble his money.
I was going to say, when would you ever be allowed to go to the casino? And I know you would have called me.
And you guys are correct. That is a huge lie. The closest thing to gambling is Sarah and I bought 3 lottery tickets and did not win anything.
Yeah. And Sarah scratched it for
exactly.
him. All right. I'll give you my 2 truths and a lie and ABs next. It's cool. Hopefully, we're still friends at the end of this because we're about to lie to you on purpose. It is the Brett Maga Show. We're doing 2 truths and a lie as we catch up with each other, which is so fun because we took 2 weeks off from the Brett Maga Show, and we would text like, you know, Merry Christmas and little things like that, but we actually just hearing about each other's, you know, last 2 weeks together, and this is people that we catch up with every single day, so it's kind of fun for us to play along too, so you can play along as we give 2 truthful things that happened to us during these last 2 weeks when we had some vacation time, and one of them is a lie. I will go first, and then AB will go second. We just did Hannah and Kevin a second ago. Which one is the lie? Woke up, my in-laws cooking bacon, setting off fire alarms on Christmas morning. So that's how they woke up. There's a fire alarm going off. Had more sexy time with my wife than I've had in years.
Whoa.
In the past 2 weeks. And I got on a Jumbotron.
Ooh, okay.
What is the lie?
I don't think his in-laws were in town. On Christmas morning?
Okay, I'm torn between what I think is the lie, the sexy time or the in-law thing.
Why don't you think I would get sexy time? I thought that was clearly the truth.
He's got a little pep in his step. I do think that happened.
You think I got a pep in my step? Like I'm walking around different?
Yeah.
This guy got laid. You can just tell. Look at the way he's walking.
Yeah. Brett's giving laid vibes. I actually think it's fake that your in-laws, you woke up to that because nobody wakes up earlier than you.
No, I think
that's true.
Well, I was making the bacon, and then the alarm went off.
He didn't get laid, guys.
I was cooking the bacon as a fire alarm.
Yeah, I think it's the sexy time. I think that's a lie.
Kevin wrote that down.
He wrote down sexy time
in Sharpie.
This was
a reminder for men everywhere that, you know, we deserve some sexy time out there, ladies. So
that one is actually true.
I knew it.
A little cocky, you know. Walking around different, Kevin. Wow, Kevin. I mean, my bar wasn't very high. Look, it's been years, right?
My wife goes, 2 weeks together is too long. You need to go back to work now.
It turns out when I'm not super stressed out and working all the time, I got games still.
Who knew?
Yeah, who knew? And I got on a Jumbotron.
I believe that.
Oh, it was the bacon.
Not necessarily me. My son got on a Jumbotron.
That's even cooler.
Yeah, and I was holding him. Here's a picture of him on the Jumbotron.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was Ellis?
Yeah, Ellis. I was holding him up, smiling, and the cameras caught us. I mean, look at that face.
That's so funny.
Yeah. And no, I can cook bacon without setting off fire alarms. I set off fire alarms a lot, but I can cook bacon without setting off.
So what was the lie?
That was the lie. I didn't wake him up with the fire alarm.
Oh.
They just got up naturally. We're good house guests.
Okay.
Or house warming people. AB.
Okay. First one. When I was in LA, I ran into Jimmy Kimmel and took a picture with him.
Oh.
Ooh.
Number two.
We don't know if it's truthful or not.
Yeah.
Well, even the thought of that is
cool.
Yeah.
Number two, I got hit on in a bookstore.
Yeah.
And number. Yeah, that never happens to me. That could never happen.
Right. Yeah. Not believable.
And number three, I got towed. But not T-O-W, I mean T-O-E, like as in a big toe.
Oh, like a toe was rubbing on you?
Yes.
What?
Are you into that?
What does that mean?
That's cut out my sexy time lunch. No, I'm just joking.
You got to tell me which one's the lie, and then I'll explain.
I think the toe is the truth.
Yeah, who comes up with that? That's got to be true.
That's got to be true.
Okay.
I think getting hit on in a bookstore is true. But the Kimmel, I want to believe that. I want to believe the Kimmel story, but I think that's the lie.
I don't think you got hit on at a bookstore.
I don't think she got hit on at a bookstore, too.
I think you probably flipped that, and you probably got hit on at the airport or something.
What's one's the lie?
One that's the lie is Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Kimmel.
You didn't even get the Jimmy's right.
I wanted that for you so bad.
I did take a picture with Jimmy Kimmel, but it was his wax figure. I did get hit on at a bookstore. But I was.
Did you fall in love instantly? Like,
no.
What a bookstore.
I was the third person that he hit on. I watched him hit on two other people, get shut down, and then he came to me.
Oh.
And then
that's a guy who doesn't give up.
That's right.
Truly.
That's
really.
Truly.
What? He's got some heart.
He's going section by section to find someone.
He's like, I love sci-fi.
And then I got towed. I was on a plane. And this little girl behind me stuck her leg in between my seat and my friend's seat. And she wrapped her big toe around my hair.
Oh, wow.
That's enough for me to never fly again. Yeah.
I know it's January 5th. Can we say Happy New Year? Happy New Year. It's the Brett Maga Show. We appreciate you, and we're excited for 2026 and hanging out with you every single day. So thank you for welcoming us back after a week vacation. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Well, someone who's not having a good new year is Drake. He's actually getting sued over an influencer campaign. I'll tell you all about that next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood, a hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So Drake is being sued big time for his part in this thing that's like a social casino. Basically, Drake was a part of like an influencer campaign. This company called Stake US, sounds sus already, paid Drake to go on a live stream and basically promote this app that was a casino. And a lot of casino apps, like, you play and you don't win real money. You just win, like, coins or whatever. But on this app or this website, you can actually, like, if you sign up for a particular thing, you can end up winning real money, but they don't disclose that. So Drake was promoting this gambling and people thought, like, oh, okay, I'm just playing with fake money. But it turned out to be real money.
Ooh.
And so now Drake is being sued. And then on top of that, to make it even worse, this money that Drake was winning, supposedly he was using that money to pay robots to like boost his music streams, which sounds a little sus to me.
Wow.
Because I don't think Drake needs any help with his music ratings and boosting. But that's supposedly also in this lawsuit as well.
When I was thinking back on like the last year, we talked about like people that just fell off. Drake has like made hit after hit after hit, but he's honestly like on the verge of like one of the biggest collapses we've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like he's like toxic dimension. Like it's like, oh, like he gives everybody the ick and everything he's doing is kind of like that. I feel like Drake and like Katy Perry just like really just want this year to end because everything they're associated with sucks.
Yeah, I think I have a theory. If you start going on Instagram lives a lot, I think you're just done for. I think that's a sign
that's
you're
true.
Failing.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
Let's give you the Megamind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. One third of Americans are saving this and reusing it. What are they saving and reusing?
I think they're saving their Christmas tree and reusing it. I think people have caught on to be like, you know what? Getting a real one is too hard. Fake all the way.
I think it's wrapping paper.
Wrapping paper.
I think it's used wrapping paper, and it's like, you know, there's some pretty wrapping paper out there. You're like, you know what? I can still reuse this.
Oh, I mean.
We're okay. Really going Christmas vibes.
Yeah, my head was not in Christmas, so I think it's plastic cups.
Plastic cups. Someone's got to correct.
Ooh.
Was AB correct for going away for Christmas, or was it a Christmas answer? One third of Americans are saving this and reusing it. I'll tell you what it is next.
Mega Minds.
All right, find out who got the Megamind question of the day correct here on the Brett Mega Show. One third of Americans are saving this and reusing it. Hannah, your guess was?
I said their Christmas tree.
Kev?
I said wrapping paper.
And I did not go Christmas route. I said plastic cups.
Christmas was the theme.
Ooh. Okay, I'm out.
So it's either they're reusing their Christmas tree, one third of Americans now going fake tree, or people, times are tough, one third of us are reusing the wrapping paper. And Kevin is correct.
Hey,
that is how tough.
I know it.
People
know
are
it.
Saving the wrapping paper. Like, give me that. I'm going to reuse
it. Yeah, that's really pretty paper. Really, you know,
hey,
durable.
If you find one you love,
yeah.
Go for it.
There you go. I feel like people are going to steal this for their next Christmas party.
I think so.
Kevin and his family gave away gifts in a very fun, interactive way. I wanted to hear all about this,
yeah,
Kevin.
Yeah, this was a game that my wife saw on the socials and decided that, you know what, we're going to incorporate this. And we've been doing that now for a couple of years. It's basically Wheel of Presents.
Oh.
And you get a Lazy Susan. And if you don't know what that is, that's that little wooden thing that's mm-hmm. like a spin wheel. And
usually
if you
people have their spices in there.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. And you put like 1 through 10 or even you get more presents or whatever, you can have whatever. And you just spin the wheel and... this is not like your major stuff or the things that are going to go to certain people. This is like the extra candy, or this is like mm-hmm. gift cards, or this is like just some fun items and cash.
Ooh.
So
how much was the biggest one? Were you guys like, Oprah, you get a house?
No, it wasn't that big, but there was like, you know, $10.
Yeah.
And I understand why this rule exists, but I don't think it's fair. We had played it before to where you would spin it, and if it would land on the number, then the prize was already gone. You got to spin until you won a prize.
Spin well, until you win, but you guys yeah, eliminated spin until you win?
We eliminated that, and so it was like, I kept coming up with the same numbers that had already been gone.
Of course,
because we did it by age, and I'm now one of the older
some
people.
Bitterness in there.
You know? So we're spinning this thing, and I'm like, oh, five again, it's already gone. You know.
So what do you get? Do you just set back down?
So what we did is... And this is what we're going to do next year. Next year, we're buying stuff now to make it even bigger, like gift cards and things like that.
Stepping up.
Because Sarah spent like a fortune on this game to play 2 rounds for the entire family. And the kids made out like bandits. I mean, I think Jackson won like $45. My niece, Reese, had so much candy. She was giving it away. I walked away with a cookie and a candy bar. And I'm like, come on. This is not fair. But... it was fun because you kept just spinning it, and it's a good way to, you know,
and you find out what prizes behind the, you know, the mystery
right.
wheel.
That
the mystery
is fun.
Number.
Okay, so you spin a wheel that has numbers on it, and then the prizes are marked
with
the numbers.
They're marked. So there's like there's the bag gallery, kind of like the way they used to do the old Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, nice.
You know, where they used to show you all the cool prizes. Well, there's bags. You don't know what's in those bags, so you spin. You get a 5. You get to go to bag number 5, and inside, look, oh, it's a gift card to Subway. And,
yes!
You know, a Rolo package. Yeah, that's awesome. So it was fun,
But except for the fact that you sucked at it.
Yeah. I'm like, come on.
Walked away with
you
cookie.
Know, we used to have a wheel in the studio and it went missing a couple months ago. Kevin.
No. Yeah, Lazy Susan.
That's what we should have been using this entire time, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.